Well, good morning. For those who don't know, I'm David Possinger, the lead pastor here at Mercersburg Mennonite Church. I want to welcome you here to Mercersburg Mennonite Church. And for those who are joining us on live stream or even watching it later, welcome. This morning's service is a little bit different, and yet it is church, and I believe that it's also teaching. What we're going to have is we're going to be talking more about the Dominican Republic and the missions. And I think that when we talk about that, we see it as almost like this commissioning and missions, as I said. But I think for us as a church, we need to view it differently. We get the opportunity to walk alongside our brothers and sisters, to be the church, to be invited to help further the kingdom. And so this morning, as the Reyes family, Dave, Jewel, and Ruby, and is Amber coming too this time? Yeah, all right. We'll come and share. And then, Paul Fry, you are still here, right? You didn't leave me. There he is. Paul Fry will come and share about work team partners. And then I've asked Glenda to come and share more about the auction. And I just want to say, first of all, as somebody who's watching it firsthand, I want to thank Glenda for everything she does. I mean, you see the amount of stuff back there. We have 90-some items, and she'll go into more detail. And Glenda truly has a spiritual gift called I Don't Care If You Say No. I do not have that. I could not just call a random business and say, hey, we're doing an auction. Would you like to give something? And hear them go, no, plump, right? Glenda's like, yeah, all right, you're lost. Calls the next one, David, you need to go over here and pick up stuff. You're going to need the truck. And it's wonderful. So I thank her for that. And I also want to thank everybody that's involved in having this event coming up this next week. So with that, I'd like to just open with a word of prayer. And then I'd like to read a scripture that I think describes what this morning is about. And we see it lived out. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Lord, I thank you that we have this great opportunity that we can gather as a body. Lord, to worship you corporately. Lord, it is a beautiful day, but Lord, I believe it's beautiful because we are here worshiping you in spirit and truth. And so, Lord, I pray that as we proceed with this service, pray that each one of us would allow your spirit to search our hearts and minds, stir within us. How are we to be part of this? And if it's not this, then Lord, there are plenty of broken people in our neighborhood. May we be stirred to share this beautiful truth of Jesus Christ and the love of God and salvation and eternity. Lord, we are called to be part of this kingdom-building process. And so, Lord, I pray that as we read through 1 Corinthians and we read about the body, a lot of times we'll apply it to the local church, but it's the universal church. It's churches working together, brothers and sisters in Christ, to accomplish your goal, your will, of bringing people to know your son, Jesus. It's his name I pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, is what I'd like to read from. It's the body. One body with many parts. I'll be reading from New Living Translation. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles. Some are slaves, and some are free. But we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Yes, the body has many different parts, but not just one part. If the foot says, I'm not part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear says, I am not part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? If your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it had only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can not say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honorable are those we clothe with greatest care. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen, while the more honorable parts do not require this special care. So God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. All of you belong. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. Reyes family, if you'd come forward.
Good morning. So great to be back with you all today. Yes, we are the Reyes family, and when I talked about doing these presentations, Ruby said, well, I can help. I know what we do. So I'm like, all right. So she's going to join in. If Amber wants to say anything, that's fine too, but I doubt it. I have this saying up because I wanted to thank you guys for the opportunity to come and share about our year, because in doing so, it made me look back over the year and really be able to see what God has done. Sometimes when you're working in the dirt, as Aaron has shared, when you're just working in the dirt every day, you kind of lose focus sometimes on the whole picture. And so when there's problems and issues and you forget to intentionally look for God, you don't see him. And I think that happened for me a couple times this year. And so looking back, having the opportunity to look back and see. How he was there every step, every shovel full of dirt, he was there. So we'll be sharing how we did see him this year. As many of you know, we now have two locations for our school, the elementary and preschool is going really well, growing. The teachers are better qualified for the elementary. We've worked hard for quite a few years in order to have that happen. And so I didn't really have to spend much time at all at the elementary school. My daughter did some. But being able to turn that over a little more to the teachers and just trusting them, they're creative. They have some really ladies who are catching the vision and being able to teach well there. So that's exciting for me. Amber is going to the high school this next year. We start seventh grade. So I will have 1 year where both of them are out there with me at the high school. So that'll be really special for me. And then this is the high school site, which is what we've been working on. And I love this picture because you can still tell it's under construction and it's got the clouds, the gray clouds behind it. And I think that's the way this year was for me a little bit, just a lot of work still that needs to go into training our teachers, finding people who are able to work with high school students is certainly a challenge. And the kids themselves, a lot of times, especially the guys, by the time they get to high school, they don't care, they drop out, they don't need to finish school. And the girls will get pregnant, move on to other things. So coming to this part of their life can sometimes be discouraging to see what kind of decisions they make. But continuing to work and to train in this area. And so then we try to do some fun things and have activities, as well as the teaching to keep up morale. And twin days are always fun. Ruby and her best friend, and I found a guy who would be a twin with me, so that was fun. And then I continue to teach math. I'm doing that by necessity. I would love to be able to find, to replace myself in the math area so that I could go back to teaching Bible and music and more of the extra stuff. But for now, I will continue to teach geometry and algebra and join in the fun, crazy days as well.
We're still doing volleyball.
You're a little taller than that, huh?
Something new this year was teaching the younger girls to play, which was something. But toward the end of the year, they really got better, and it was great to see how, even though they were younger, we could still connect with them and help them out. Mm-hmm. And they're my friends. Doing maintenance. While we're here, they're actually taking care of the only grass field, our proud grass field. And yeah, they learn different ways to take care of that.
And that was something special for me this year, was having both of the girls being able to help with the groups. And Kevin could just say to Ruby, you need to measure this much, they need to be this, and you got it? Yep, okay. And so she'd go and take care of a certain group of workers as well. And so just seeing them both step up into those roles was really neat.
I started going out with my dad to La Mayita. He goes out and goes to different houses, and they'll talk and stuff. And so I was like, I can do something like that with the kids. So we get together at different houses, and I do like a devotional. Also, my friend goes with me. And we play games, and we make something to eat. Something they loved was Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza. And they loved it so much that that's the only thing they wanted to play for an entire hour. And there were many accidents. Oh, my finger got a little
broken.
But anyway, yeah, that was great. And hopefully when I get back, I can still keep doing that.
One of the things that sometimes living in another country definitely can feel alone and a little sad about thinking that you're alone in this work, but in the Dominican they have this nice little finger wiggle to be like, mm-mm, and I felt like God just wanted to prove to me that no, we are not on this in this alone, and so we had quite a few people come down. Group after group after group of people who came down to support what we were doing, and guys who knew what they were doing, who have skills that they got so much work done, but were also a great example for the guys at our school, especially. That's something I have on my heart. And so having these men come down, hard workers, but a lot of fun, and a little crazy, some of them. Is Mike here? Oh yeah, he is, okay. But just being godly examples that men can be. So that was special for me. And then Kevin would call home here and be like, we need help, I need somebody to help me with this or that. And people would just be like, when? Sure, I'm signing up, I'm going. And Tyler and Mike were some of those, and then the Lopez came down to do an incredible amount of concrete. Paul can talk more about that, but just having people that, when Kevin would call, say, sure, where do you need me? And so just that reminder of we are a community. Yeah, there's a small ocean between us, but people can get there and help out when it's needed. And also my Dominican ladies, Aliva's been with me since the very first day I arrived in the Dominican, I think, and she's a great director, really stepping up into her role and just being able to take care of so many things that now I don't have to worry about. And Ruth, as well, coming on as a sub-director, just partnering together with them is incredible. So every year we say we need teachers. And every year I think, how are we gonna do this? You know, and I worry about it, and I think, okay, shouldn't worry, gotta pray, okay, we pray about it. And then we go to start school and I go, okay, we don't have enough teachers. I don't know how we're gonna do this, but we're just gonna do it. And then there's this exciting thing that happens that we have unexpected teachers come, and it always works out somehow.
With that, at the beginning of the year, we were all slightly disappointed because a lot of our fun and good teachers left. And so they were like, oh, we're not gonna have any special classes like baking or arts or music, anything like interesting. They're like, who's gonna do like phys ed and stuff like that? And yeah, we were all kind of discouraged, but that's a picture of the best art teacher that we've had so far. And we made so many things with her, arts and crafts and baking stuff. There's other pictures.
We got to eat more. That was nice.
Yeah, a lot of sweet stuff.
Yes, a lot of sweet stuff.
We also made earrings and bracelets, and they're out there on the tables if you guys, yeah, they're for donation. And then I also taught math, which I've been doing and I enjoy. I taught Amber's class, actually. and then the three up there are also, they also started teaching. Two of them started teaching English, and one of them did reading and writing.
Mm-hmm. And that's them in my geometry class at the end of the day after they had already taught, so they're looking a little tired, but they did an excellent job.
Then we had people come in from our town and talk about what they did, and they showed us like how they got there, and they told us about their story. And that one is Ramon and my dad. They did agriculture stuff, and they taught us about plants and irrigation. Irrigation. And yeah, plant stuff.
It was in Spanish. They were talking Spanish, yeah. So she has to think about it when it was in English. And also with that agriculture, David continues to be out in the field every day with his sheep. And we bring in the food that we raise from there, the plantains, bananas, to help with our hot breakfast that we serve at school. And we have the vision of being able to build a stand. Well, we started building the stand already, to have a place where we could sell the produce that we bring in from the field and have someone come down and help to be able to butcher a sheep and cut it up in a way that's not just hacking it with a machete and be able to make better quality meat selling the different parts. So that's something then that we would really enjoy having some of our students be able to take care of. Then we had teachers from the States. Maggie and Emily taught some English, and that was their class. One of the classes, they did several. And Leah was there with some others teaching some craft activities.
And then we had Paul, our favorite teacher. he did computer classes, which was kind of hard at the beginning. I got really frustrated because they couldn't figure out how to use the computer. But we designed some stuff, and then we made them. And yeah, that was really fun. They loved it. We ruined some wood. Sorry, Paul. But it was great.
And Glenda also taught some baking with the teachers. We had originally, I think I had told her there'd be like four or five teachers. Well, I think there was maybe 15 until they all wanted to be a part of it. And then Amber got her first chance to be the translator for that because Ruby was out working with other people. So Amber got a chance to step up into that role, which is cool.
And then we had welding. The kids loved it. We never imagined we were gonna be able to do something like that. And especially like for the girls, there's no girls down there that like, have even tried it out. And so it was really great. And they connected very well with the teacher, even though he didn't know Spanish. I mean, when he left, everybody was like crying and everything because we just loved him so much and loved that opportunity. And yeah, It was amazing.
And because of that, later when Paul talks about the Arenasium, because of Eric Yoder coming down, we were able to plan to go ahead and do the steel for our outdoor gymnasium, which that had been something that we kind of thought was one of those impossible, maybe 5 years down the road, maybe 10 years down the road, and all of a sudden it became this next year, we're going to do it. So it was amazing to see how that, we could never have planned that. It was something that God had orchestrated.
And then that's us at the end of our full year. That's our cat Oreo. We felt like that, like towards the end, yeah, towards summer.
But it was interesting that every year we have a school chapter that the high schoolers will learn the whole chapter, and we learned Isaiah 40. And the end of that, just knowing that those who hope, those who wait on the Lord, he will renew their strength. So even though we felt like our cat just completely exhausted, knowing where our strength comes from gives us hope for next year. That's what our hope will continue to be and what God has for us. Nothing that I can plan, whatever, compared to what he has in store for us. So that's what we're looking forward to this next year, seeing how he's going to work through us again. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Paul Fry, if you don't know, and this morning I'm talking to you as the president of Work Team Partners. Work Team Partners was developed or established in 2007, and our mission was to partner with individuals, churches, and community organizations. In this case, it's the Reyes family and their church, to promote economic, educational, and agricultural development. This is just to give you a brief overview of the mission. This is the island of Hispaniola. The Dominican Republic and Haiti share the same island, and right there at the blue dot is where Los Toros is located. For our economic development, we started building houses. That's kind of what Work Team Partners did, and additions, and we did a lot of that for a lot of years. And then we kind of transitioned, well, we always helped with the elementary school, but we kind of transitioned our focus a little bit more towards the education side, because we just figure that we can impact so many more families at once. So we've been helping there. There is still more construction that needs to be done at the elementary school. We need more classrooms, but we can only do so much per year. So we were able to help with a community well water project. And we also helped build an area for ministry in the neighboring town of La Mita. And we're continuing construction at New Birth High School. This is the town of Los Toros. The high school location is right here at the top. That's where we started building. The elementary school is right here in the middle. And everywhere you see a green dot is a place where we've had a construction project, either a house or an addition. It's kind of neat to see how we've spread out over the community. This is one of the houses we built, the first house actually, for Braulio, and was one of the big inspirations for the starting of Work Team Partners. And these are some other house recipients that have received some houses or additions. This was actually is David's parents. They got a big community kitchen and a bathroom from Work Team Partners. I'm going to go to, so Los Toros is here. Just up the road is La Mayita, or Las Mayita, or Las Mayitas. I've heard and seen all kinds of stuff. I'm still not sure what it's supposed to be called. But anyhow, this is where we have built this, we've built this pavilion here where from time to time the church will go out there and do some ministry projects and a place for the community to get together. And I actually think there's a church that meets out there on our property as well sometimes. But something that's new, if those of you have been to La Mita, we now have a wall around three sides. We had some friends from the Buffalo Valley Church of the Brethren come down, and that was their project to build that wall. So that's kind of a neat thing that they did this past February, I believe. Ag, we talked a little bit about what's done there. We have about 20 acres of land. It's irrigated with water from a canal. Interestingly enough, the area we're at is considered desert. So you'll see anywhere that's not irrigated has cactus and scrub brush, but they do irrigate. This is not correct. We have a herd of about maybe 100 sheep, but it varies because we do sell them, and they're some born every week, so that varies. Lots of different trees, coconut, orange, mango, lemon, papaya, soursop, banana, plantain, and cashew, and probably some other ones. And then we do grow all of our own food for the sheep, and we put them into our micro silos, which just happen to look like a 55-gallon drum. And that's how we make food for the sheep. Stuff sits in there for about 30 days, and then it's silage for the sheep. And we, from the agriculture project, we do provide food and breakfasts and lunches for the students. And like Joel said, it's our goal to open a produce stand and meat stand in Los Toros. So here's Los Toros. If you walk down the river, you get to the ag project. It's a short walk. I'm sure some of you have done it. Just out of curiosity, I asked this at the first service. How many have been to the Dominican Republic in Los Toros? Raise your hand. It's a good percentage. I think the first service beat you, though. How many walked, of those, how many walked to the Ag Project? Some ran. Some ran. All right. So not everyone, but most. It's a good experience. I did it once. This is the Ag Project, kind of an overview. There's different, if you look real close, you can count the sheep. And this is how we get water into the Ag Project. There's a canal up on a hill. Our first irrigation pipe was in the river. It got destroyed by a hurricane. So what do? You go over the river. So we put in a cable with supports a 3-inch pipe there. And of course we have sheep and food. And this is the produce stand. We hope someday, like Jewel said, to have someone that can teach us how to properly butcher a sheep, like which parts make steaks, which parts make roasts, and which parts you chop up into little bits, and not just whack it with a machete. So we're hoping to be able to do that and sell. And maybe this could be a business class for the kids. So there'd be cost of goods, net profit, you know, all those things where they could learn how to run a business. Of course, educational development. We support the school that Joel has talked about. This is not correct either. I should have talked to Joel before I made my slides, but we now have 155 students. Pre-K through 12th grade. This first year, we have a 12th grade class. Next year, we're going to have a graduating class come out of the school, which is so neat. We sponsor or help raise sponsorships for about 70 of those students, some of whom are from the town of La Mita, who would not be able to otherwise have an educational opportunity. And one of the biggest things we're helping to do right now is help raise support for teachers. And all the funds that come from the auction and the meal will go towards the school and helping to pay the teachers more so that we can compete with the public school system. And we provide breakfast and lunch for the kids. So We had a trip last year, and it occurred to me that as I was going through the pictures, no one came back here to share about their trip, so I'm going to do it for them. And you can, if you see anyone you know, this is Jeremiah and I helped lay up some block. Mitch isn't here, but we're competing for him, his job. He can have it. I'm not a mason, and Jeremiah might stick with it, but I'm not. It's not for me. This is Aaron moving dirt. It seems like he's moving dirt, and Glenda taking out nails. We moved about 3,000 blocks from the ground to the second story of the dorm that we're building or is being built. Lots of other things happening. Of course, there's rebar to be done. This sheep was well loved this day. It was probably reluctant to go back to its mother after all this snuggling. And Shane, of course, went on our trip, and he had broken his collarbone right before he went, and he had strict instructions not to climb trees or use chainsaws. Of course, Joel commented on our extra teachers. Tyler was able to come with Mike, and they helped put in the piers for our aeronasium. And of course, the Lopez's came and helped pour concrete. That did not go as planned. Of course, you want concrete first thing in the morning. First load didn't show up till, what was it, 10 something. And the last load didn't come till late afternoon. So till you finished that, it was 2+ in the morning till they got done finishing all that concrete. And of course, they like to sneak in retardant to keep the concrete from drying in the pump truck. Well, that also keeps it from drying ever. So just some of the challenges of building in the Dominican, but it's ready for the steel, which will be started in December. And this is the dormitory that got finished, and it's been plastered. It's now ready for the inside fixtures and everything to make it usable. So what's next for next year, this coming year? What are our goals? I deleted a bunch of stuff off that slide and it thinks I need to hit the button a lot. But anyhow, our goals, we want to finish the dorm. We're going to use that for groups that come down. We're going to use it for extra classrooms or extra space, whatever it's needed for, it'll be used for. Or the Aeronasium, AKA the Glendasium. You can ask Glenda about that. But we're going to put the roof on that. That's going to be used for, obviously, phys ed, but also for large gatherings. Whenever we do, if you have 155 kids and they have parents and friends and you do some sort of program, imagine how many people would come. And the church there is smaller than what our sanctuary is here, and so you get 200 people, no air conditioning. Well, 200 people plus, and now air conditioning in a little room. We need a big space for that, and that's one of the biggest driving forces. And then we want to do a next addition. If funds and people allow it, we're going to put that in. And you can see there's room for a future classroom here, more classroom, and eventually there'll be a second dorm out there. That'll kind of be the high school complex. Our new addition, or our next addition, will have much needed bathrooms, tech ed classroom. We have a shop down there, but it's not a classroom, and it's more of a parking space for tools and junk and other things. So we need some place to be able to teach. Kitchen, large cooking kitchen where we can teach cooking, cafeteria, science room with labs, and assembly room, classroom and athletic storage. So this is, where do you fit in? How do you get involved? Please pray for quality teachers who are dedicated to the mission of New Birth Christian School. And continue to pray for the final piece of the school's recognition to come to order. We keep trying, and it's just the bureaucracy to do that is just a nightmare. So, but if we can get this last piece done, we have 12th grade, it'll be done, I think. You can contribute financially. Something Johnny wanted me to tell you, I didn't mention, every penny that you give to Work Team Partners goes to Los Toros. There's no paid staff, there's no overhead. It's 100% goes down there. If you'd like to sponsor a child, it's $500 a year. In August, we'll know if we have a couple more kids that need sponsored. Currently, most are sponsored, but there's usually about four or five additional ones. So if that's something you're interested in, please let myself know. You can sponsor a teacher. Like I said, this is one of our biggest needs, is to raise this pay gap from the teachers. $6,000 a year or any amount to help support that. We did raise the teacher salaries this year 25%, and we added health insurance. So that's something we're hoping to be able to retain teachers. Of course, you can contribute towards the next building phases. We're hoping to raise about $250,000 this year for those next projects. And you can contribute to our endowment fund, or you could sponsor a dorm room. If you're interested in that, please see me. And of course, boots on the ground. Sign up for a future work team, January 5 through 15, more or less, 2026. We have two spots left. So if you're interested in those, they're going fast. Or you can spend some time teaching in Los Toros, especially teaching math or science. Ideally, you would know Spanish as well, but otherwise, it doesn't actually free up Jewel. She still has to work. But ideally, that's what we're looking for. This is our contact information. I'm going to leave that up for a little bit. And is real quick, any questions as someone might have before I turn it over to Glenda? Awesome.
Okay, he mentioned the Arnasium. And I asked how you can get a building named after you. Apparently, if you give enough money, that can maybe happen. So that's why it's still the Arnasium and not the Glennasium. So today starts the auction at 1:00. It goes live. Last year, after the auction, I thought maybe that was my last year. I felt like that maybe someone else could pick up the reins and go with it. And not that I didn't want, I believe in the mission, but it is a lot of work. Then last year, Maggie and I had the opportunity to go on the Work Team Partners trip. And something happened while I was there. We had time on Sunday. If you've been on the trip on Sunday, you share as a team, you kind of go around and talk about anything that has impacted you maybe about the trip or things that God is speaking to you. And this verse came to me during that time, and it's found in Luke 12. When someone has been given much, much will be required in return. And when someone has been entrusted with much, much will be required. Maggie and I had the opportunity to go to Los Toros, or to La Melita, however you say it, and visit in the home of the little girl that our family sponsors. And it was truly life-changing. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that here. And so I came home with a renewed purpose for the auction. So like I said, it starts today. I can't thank you enough for everybody who has given, local businesses have given, you guys have given, and now it's time for you to share it with your family and friends, for everyone to get involved and bid. There is a board in the foyer if you need help to get to the auction site. Many people have shared it, but there's a QR code out there. You can just scan your picture, and it'll take you live to the auction. The car is here. If you want to test drive it after the service, you're welcome to do that. Yeah. Of course. Are you thinking? Yes. If you're thinking about buying it, well, maybe that too. I don't know. Anyways, I do want to thank Tanya Longacre, because she does a huge part in not only helping with the auction, she puts everything out there, and I really appreciate her, and she also helps with the meal. So she's very involved behind the scenes, and I really appreciate her help. So thank you for all the you are going to bid. We appreciate it.
So there you have it, the body of Christ. It looks a little different than sometimes our Sunday mornings. I feel like I'm at a press conference. Well, you know, Sunday morning went pretty good. Sermon could have... If you ever seen those jokes of the pastors the next day, press conference. But it's our chance to be involved. And I just challenge you that if it's not this, then we're... Because each one of us are called to be part of helping to build the kingdom. Dave and Joel, thank you for considering us your home church. It means a lot. We don't take it lightly. And thank you guys. So in about 1 hour and 3 minutes, the auction opens. Let's stand and we close in prayer. And there will be a meal here. Should I go ahead and pray for the meal too? You know, no, not tonight. I mean, not today. Friday. There's a meal Friday. Sorry. Somebody's like, you mean there's a fellowship meal? No. Sorry. There's pulled pork here on Friday. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. Lord, I thank you for the humor that we can have as we share some laughter and just look at life. And I believe the reason we can laugh and have a joy is because of the hope that we have through Jesus Christ. Lord, when we look at these things, and as Glenda shared, you see the brokenness, and you see things that you had never seen before. If our view is a worldview, it is depressing and hopeless. But when we see it through your Son Jesus and your love, and that you have commanded us to be the hands and feet, you have commanded us to go. Lord, I pray that we would take that serious. Lord, I pray that as we proceed with the auction and as we meet back here for the pulled pork meal on Friday, Lord, that we would be inspired that it's not just the finances that it's about. It's about the body of Christ, and that we would lift this ministry up in prayer, for we know that when we pray, mountains move. Certifications can become reality. Teachers will step up. Your love will be shared. And so, Lord, I just pray for each one here within the sound of my voice, Lord, that we would continue to allow your Spirit to search us and move forward. Move forward that they may see your Son Jesus through our words and actions. Because it's because of your Son Jesus, who died on the cross and rose again on the third day, that tomb is empty. And Jesus intercedes on our behalf. It's his blood that was shed that we can come to your throne to receive the grace and mercy that we need to live out this faith that you've called us to. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your time and attention. Go and love, peace of Jesus Christ. You are dismissed.